toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. And you know, like when others are getting ministered to up here, we're praying for them and believing with them because we're in one accord. And so maybe you're like, well, I don't know what's happening. But people that are up here, they're being ministered to, and they're receiving from the Lord. So we rejoice because they're receiving from the Lord. Because there's times when you're going to come forward and you receive from the Lord. Or maybe you're sitting in your seat and you're receiving from the Lord. See, we don't come to church at New Freedom anyway, just to come to church. We come to church and we say, Lord, have your way. Have your way in this service. It's not about a Pastor David thing or a Pastor Lacey or Pastor Joe. It's about Holy Spirit, what do you have? Because we can give you the Word of God, but the Holy Spirit knows exactly what each one of you has need of. Because the Holy Spirit is individualized and He knows exactly what you have and what you have need of. So praise God, this morning we've already seen people touched by the power of God. We've seen people healed by the power of God. We've seen people moved and the Lord is speaking. Say, the Lord speaks. And I hear. Yes, you hear from the Lord. Because it's not about just hearing a minister, a great man or woman of God. It's about you hearing God's voice and Him speaking directly to you. And if you say, well, I've never had that, then just be still and know that He is. Because He is still speaking. Amen? And I'm privileged to do the offering message this morning. And as this was happening this morning, I kept thinking about, the Lord just kept giving me the word about a seed. And of course, I'm going to talk about natural seed and all that stuff. But I was realizing this morning that seed was being planted even here this morning. And that seed is a perpetual seed from the seed that Jesus came to the earth. From God's seed of planting His Son Jesus to come to the earth. And that seed is still producing today. And you're still receiving from it right here. And the seed that was planted in each and every person here this morning, not just at the altar, but those of you even in your seat, it's a seed that keeps on giving and keeps on producing and keeps on harvesting. Amen? You have that on the inside of you. You always have something to give. Always, because you have the one that raised Jesus from the dead living on the inside of you, and He will guide you and show you, but you are never dead. You're alive forevermore. So your seed, you have seed to always give. And your seed can be in your words, your seeds can be in your offering that you give, your seed can be in your action that you do, but you always have something to give. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Are you awake out there? Are you just resting in the glory of God? That's all right, too. I'm good with that. So I want to go. It's funny, you know, how many of you know Pastor Joe is an amazing man of God? And he has a servant's heart. Amen? So he came up this morning. He said, Pastor, what do you need? I said, I need you to sort out my offering message and tell me what order to put it in. He said, nope. And he walked away. I said, come on. So the Holy Ghost will sort it all out. So in Genesis 1:11, I want to go there first. Because what's really on my heart is about seed. Because your offering, I'm not going to get into a teaching about your tithe and your offering. And I'll give you a 2-second version. Your tithe is 10%. The Bible talks about giving a tithe. Amen. So your tithe is 10% and then your offering is above that. Praise God. So we understand. But all of it is a seed. All of it is saying, God, all I have is yours. And you know, if you say, well, I'm going to give my offering and that's good enough. Well, you're missing out because God has even more for you. Because where your treasure is, there your heart is also. So we're going to talk about a seed. And I was thinking about this. Actually, I was reading a book called Perpetual Harvest. And it just got my mind going and my spirit going. In Genesis 1:11, it says, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And so it was. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. How many of you know God planted the first tree? Amen. And the herb, right? And the grass. How many of you know without that seed, we wouldn't have trees and herbs today? Oh, that seed's a long seed. That seed is still producing because God planted it. Amen? The seed in your hand is from God, and you have a perpetual harvest. You have a harvest as you plant a seed that is going to last for generations. Oh, come on. Y'all are not hearing me. God planted the first tree. Because of that seed, we still have trees and we still have herbs. You think, oh, I just put this seed in the ground and whoop, there it goes. No, you have seed that will perpetually keep having a harvest because your seed is in God's hand and He multiplies it. It's not for you to multiply. Hallelujah. Your seed is not dead. Your seed is not dead. So if you say, Pastor, I'm still waiting on the harvest. Well, you keep waiting and you don't grow weary in well doing because God is going to produce the harvest for you. It's not up to you. But if you don't keep putting seed in the ground, you don't have that perpetual harvest. Oh, come on, somebody shout. Because I'm telling you, praise God, I have seed to put in the ground. Praise God, I have seed to sow. I am never without something to sow, and neither are you. And I'm excited to sow because I don't have to do anything. I just have to sow and trust God. I don't have to sow and go, oh, well, what percentage is that coming back? Oh, 30, 60, 100 fold, because that's what my God says. And you know what? In the Bible, it talks about Isaac. He sowed in a famine, and he reaped the same year 100 fold. So come on, somebody shout, because I'm telling you, you can sow in a famine, and it doesn't matter. You sow into God's ground, and you're going to get a harvest. But just like Evangelist Nick said last week, you're not sowing to man. Even when you sow to New Freedom, praise God, New Freedom is good ground. I don't know many of you gardeners out there, but you get your ground all ready and you get it all prepared. You don't sow into, we have lots of stone in our ground, so we got to bring in topsoil and compost and some good cow manure and help it all get good. But you know what? There's already ground here that's already prepared and ready to sow into, and it's good ground. And it's not just here. There's other places to sow too, but God's ground is good. Amen. Amen. You don't have to worry about it not producing. You don't have to say, oh, what's the pH and all of this other stuff. No, it's God's ground. I'm putting it into His hand and it will produce. Amen. You put it into the world and I can't promise you that it will produce. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can put it into the world and you pray about that. But I'm putting my seed into God's ground. Because I know I'm going to have a harvest. I don't have to question. I don't have to wonder. I know I will have a harvest. When you start to question and you start to wonder, you dig it up with your doubt and unbelief. Ouch. Don't do that. When I plant into God's ground and I sow seed in there, it will produce. Because in Genesis, it says, in Genesis 8:2, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Is the earth still here? Well, I hope you all know that because you're still on the earth, okay? The earth wasn't here. It might be a different story. So the earth remains. There's still seed time and harvest. Seed time. You have to continually put seed in the ground and you will have a perpetual harvest. And some of your seed is producing a perpetual harvest. I'm telling you what. You got a lot of seed in the ground. You got a lot of harvest coming from all different places. Amen. Praise God. So I was thinking about seeds. And as you plant seed from your hand into good ground, the seed will produce. But don't forget it. Expect it. You know, I've been planting. How many of you like to plant in a garden or a flower bed? Anybody else getting excited and out there in your garden and all things? So I have all these little packets of seed I was bringing in. I'm a Dollar Tree junkie, I'm just going to tell you, for the plants. I buy all kinds. And I forget where I plant them. That is a lesson. Don't do that. I plant all these pots and I forget, did I plant that pot? Did I not do that? Because I get excited. And I should be expecting to see the flowers come up. I just have to remember where I plant everything. So Pastor David asked me the other day, he said, did you plant this part? I was going to rototill it. I said, I don't remember. I can't remember. I need to start marking it. That is not how you should do it. When you plant your seed in the ground, you should expect a harvest. Amen? So you know, I was thinking about these tiny. Can you get a seed out of there for me? Thank you. I know. Sorry. I was thinking about this little seed. Oh, thank you. You can't even barely see it. This little seed right here, And that's a marigold. Who has marigolds in their garden? My grandfather always said you should put them in your garden, right? So this little teeny seed, but it will produce many flowers. And that's how God is, because he multiplies your seed. You don't just get one flower back. You get a flower back with many blooms that then produce more seed. And that takes me to 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians, and I'm going to read this to you out of the New English Translation. If you don't have that translation, get it on your iPad. If you don't have an iPad, I don't know how to help you. But it's a really good translation, okay? So it says in 2 Corinthians 9, 10 through, I'm going to go 10 through 15, but we're doing 10 through 12 right now. Now God who provides seed for the who? Sower. Oh, so if I'm not sowing, is God giving me seed? Probably not. So God provides the seed for the sower. Does it say only he provides it for the sower that gives $100,000? No. For the sower. How many of you are sowers in here? Then God is going to provide seed for you. Amen? That seed isn't just for your tithe. That's for giving. And we're going to go further here. So now God who provides, it doesn't say maybe he will. It says he does provide seed for the sower and bread for food. So not only am I going to have seed to sow, I'm going to have leftover and I'm going to have something to eat. Amen? Praise God. For food will provide and multiply. Say multiply. Multiply. Woo! Hallelujah. He's not just going to give back what I gave. He's going to multiply it. Woo! Hallelujah. Now you're getting a hold of it. I like it. Okay, sorry. And multiply your supply of seed. So it's supply, think storehouse. Ooh, hallelujah. Yeah, come on. Think supply. My supply is in my storehouse. So not only is he going to give me back so I can keep giving, but oh, I got more in reserve that I can keep giving. Hallelujah. Because that's what God does. See, it's not on you. It's as you put it into his hand, he will supply, he will multiply, and he will provide. Say, my God will provide. Woo! He'll multiply your supply of seed and will cause the harvest of your righteousness to grow. You will be enriched in every way, not just your finances, every way. See, I believe that when we give, it changes something in our heart, right? Because God is about our heart. He is not about, he doesn't care how big or how small your bank account is. But I'm here to tell you that God wants your bank account to be overflowing because he's caused you to be a giver. And he wouldn't tell you to be a giver if you didn't have it, because he's a good God and he doesn't give those weird challenges that you can't meet. See, he wants you to be a giver. He was a giver. He gave his best. Amen. Woo. So when you're not seeing it, you say, Lord, I thank you. That harvest is coming. You don't start saying, I can't see it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. You start saying, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the harvest. I thank you that I've got seed into good ground. If you ain't got no seed in good ground, start sowing. Start sowing now. Get that seed in the ground. Amen? Woo! You will be enriched in every way. Why? So that you may be generous. Ha ha! We should be the most generous people. And I'm not talking, don't get religious on me, okay? There's a cause for everything, but I'm going to be generous to the kingdom of God because that's where my heart is. Because I will see the kingdom of God, and it takes finances, and it takes time, and it takes energy. Amen? That's just the way it is. We live on the earth in every way so that you may be generous on a few occasions. No. Is it up there? Yeah. On every occasion. Every occasion. This is what you need to start saying. Lord, I thank you that you've multiplied my seed and that I will be generous on every occasion. You have to see yourself as a generous giver. You have to see yourself as having more than enough because my God is supplying and he's multiplying my seed. You have to take that for yourself, which is producing through us thanksgiving to God. Why thanksgiving to God? Because we say, God, you are my source. You're the one that's multiplying. You're the one that's producing it. Oh my gosh, look, Lord, what more I can give. Look, oh yes, Lord, thank you. Because it's him that does it. It's not how many hours you work. It's not, all your great investments, then that's on you and you have to keep it going. But when you say, Lord, I know it's you, that produces thanksgiving to God. Because there's no way in my own power that I could do what is happening. It's supernatural. See, we take a natural thing and put it in the hands of a supernatural God. That's why you can't make sense of it. Stop trying to make sense of it. I do financial coaching on the side. I can't make sense of the things God does. I can help people to a point because we should be good stewards with our finances. But then you got to turn it over to God and watch and see what He will do. Because it's on Him, not you. Because the service of this ministry is not only providing for the needs of the saints, so there is a part that's providing for the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing with many thanks to God. And we'll go on to verses 13 to 15. Through the evidence of this service, they will glorify God because of your obedience to your confession in the gospel of Christ. You know, I've heard people like, oh, God is my supply. Oh, I have no money. What? No. God is my supply. I have more than enough. He will provide my every need. I have something to give. Think about the woman with the two mites. That's all she had. But God said she gave more because she gave out of her lack, not her overflow, because she was trusting God. And I wish we knew the rest of that story would happen, but I believe she was blessed beyond measure. Look at the widow who was ready to die, and Elijah showed up and asked for something, and then she had more than enough to take care of her family with the oil that was overflowing. Say, more than enough. Yes, amen. We serve the God that is a God of more than enough. When you think you're in lack, I'm going to tell you something crazy. When you think you're in lack, give. For real. It's your flesh. It is your flesh that says you're in lack. And you say, no, no, my God, He will provide. And I'm not telling you to do it in like a weird kind of way where you're not in faith. You do it and you say, Lord, I thank you. Listen, when we have seed that comes in and it doesn't meet the need that we've been believing for, we're like, okay, Lord, where does the seed go? Because you got more. Because you will provide. Anyway, He gives seed to the sower. I'm just going to say this little bit. Don't eat your seed. When seed comes, don't eat your seed. I think I shared this testimony before. The Lord told me an exact number to give to a ministry. I didn't have the exact number. I want to say this to you. I do not believe in putting a huge seed on your credit card or whatever because it's not money you have. You only give what you have, okay? You give what you have. So the Lord had told me this number to give. And I said, Lord, I don't have that number, but when it comes, it's yours. 2 months later, a Christmas card came late in the mail from another minister and out flew this check, the same exact amount the Lord told me to give. And I said, yes, Lord, I know where this goes. Thank you, Lord. Could I have used that money? 100%. But I already knew because the Lord had already put it on my heart. And guess what? All that money came back. Every other need was met. I didn't miss anything. So you can look at it and go, oh, I need this to pay my bills. Or you can say, Lord, is this for me? Is this for me to sow? There's many testimonies of people getting a seed and then sowing it. And then the Lord multiplying that seed and they got more than what the money was that came in. You have to ask the Lord, is this my seed or is this seed for me to sow? Tell me, Lord, because it's all His. It's not yours. Whew. Okay. Through the evidence of this service, they will glorify God because of your obedience to your confession. If you walk around talking about being broke, don't talk about God supplying all your needs. Because God doesn't make you broke. He supplies all your needs. You have to trust God. So you have to be walking out what you're speaking and believe it. And the generosity of your sharing with them and everyone, and in their prayers on your behalf, they long for you because of the extraordinary grace God has shown to you. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Listen, there's different types of seed. There's tithes, there's alms, there's first fruits, offerings, there's offerings. All produce, but some produce differently. So if you want to return, you have to sow a seed. You have to sow. That's how it goes. That is a biblical principle. Seed time and harvest. It doesn't say you just get harvest, 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 harvest. It says seed time. You have to plant. You know, it's no different than in relationships. We're talking about seed right now in the finance realm, but it's no different than planting the word of God in you. You'll produce the fruit of it. Amen? planting, sowing into your relationship with your spouse, you'll see the fruit. There'll be a harvest from that. Sowing into your children. It's like this all the way across the board. I'm just telling you that God is here. He has seed for you to sow. He is going to multiply your seed. Ushers, if you want to get ready to serve the people, let me tell you which ways to give, because I'm not here to preach the message. I'm just giving you the offering message. So here's the ways to give. You can scan the Venmo codes. You can go online. You can mail it. And you can go to our website, praise God. And then there's envelopes in the back of the chairs. So we need to praise God and we need to expect a harvest. Do not grow weary in well-doing. And I was reading this and this really got to me. Some trees don't bloom except every 100 years. Some don't bloom except every 50 to 60 years. So sometimes that harvest may take a while. But the Lord brings the harvest, and that's the great thing. While you have seed in multiple places, you will have perpetual harvest because you will be receiving harvest from many, many different places. So don't just say, you know, we tell people all the time, don't listen to just one ministry. Listen to multiple ministries that are Bible-based. Let's preface it with a little asterisk. Bible-based, spirit-filled. Make sure you're listening to people that are teaching the word. But it's the same with your seed. Sowing in and giving offerings in multiple places, you will have a harvest. So who's ready to give this morning? Who's ready to plant seed into good ground? Amen. Amen. So ushers, if you could serve the people. Now don't dig up your harvest with worry and regret. Command the harvest in the name of Jesus. Amen. Think about it. When I say you're going to see a perpetual harvest, that means a continuing harvest forever. As you sow generously, you will reap generously. Amen. So as you sow, you will reap a harvest. Say, my harvest is here. In Jesus' name. Wow, that was pitiful. Some of you got a harvest coming. Some of you, I don't know. Let's try it again. Say, my harvest is here. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that I have seed to sow in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you are excited for a perpetual harvest? Hallelujah. And you don't have to grow your seed. You just have to plant it and you let God take care of the rest. Amen. It's up to Him. Amen. And I also want to say, don't go around just throwing your seed willy-nilly. If you ever tried that with flowers or anything else, it doesn't work. You get a sporadic one. Plant it into where whatever the Lord is speaking to you, but you have to be asking Him, you do it and you watch what the Lord will do as you're obedient. Amen? Amen. Lord, we just thank You for a perpetual harvest coming from this seed planted into Your kingdom, Lord. We thank You that You multiply this seed so that we continue to be generous givers in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank You that we will be generous on every occasion. And we thank You for the seed coming back 30, 60, 100 fold. We glorify You and we honor You in all that we do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. If you may be wondering, the message for today has been adjusted. If you could turn to Genesis 8, Pastor Lacey just spoke on it, but I just want to share a little bit on it and then release you, because I believe the Lord has given, He's planted some seeds in you already that are actually growing. They have vigor, they have a process to them, and you're going to see them come in different time frames, different ways. And that's what I want to share with you to encourage you, because God's word is encouraging. Amen. It's always encouraging. It's always a blessing. Genesis 8:22, this is talking about God's covenant after the flood that He had with Noah. Okay? You know the rainbow, what it represents. He'll never flood the earth again. Okay? That's the Christian rainbow. Okay? Never flood the earth again. But verse 22 says, why the earth remains, seed time, harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. Something you need to remember is your seed you plant may not bring a harvest like your neighbor's seed that they planted. Why? Because there's different aspects to your seed. There's different fulfillments that the Lord has within you in your life that are different to other people's. So even the word that is sown this morning is going to minister to each one of you differently. Because each one of you is different ground that the Lord is sowing into. Does that make sense? So that's why we don't judge other people to see what their harvest is doing or not doing. Or to justify whether they got seed planted in them or not. Because it's going to operate differently. All right? Just like the Pharisee and what was it? The Pharisee and the publican. The tax collector. He just didn't understand what was taking place. He just humbled himself. But the Pharisee wanted to justify everything he did and prove his well-being and prove his faithfulness. But the Lord dealt with each of those differently. And he deals with the church differently. He deals with me differently as a pastor than he deals with you as a congregation member. Why is that? Because there's different things he's doing in me and wants me to do. You understand what I'm saying? So when the word speaks to someone, that's why they interact differently. Some people cry. Some people feel heat. Some people feel electric. Some people laugh. Some people fall. Some people jump. Some people stand there like they're dead. But that doesn't mean the Lord is not planting a seed on the inside. The outside effect in that moment does not dictate whether the seed was planted or not. Because when you plant seed in your garden, there's different levels of when you should plant your seed. Why? Because there's frost. There's things that affect your plant when it grows. There's different soil types that affect the growth of your seed. As it was said, how many years? 100 years or whatever it is? Did you know there's a tree in the Pacific Northwest that the outer shell only breaks open and it's planted through a forest fire? It's so hard, moisture cannot affect it. There has to be a fire that comes through that breaks the outer shell that opens up that seed to be planted and reproduce itself. And everybody's like, oh my golly, a forest fire. This is terrible. Well, there's some trees that function out of that. There's some people that go through things that you're like, why in the world am I going through this? God's refining you to produce something in you that he's not doing in another person. And you wonder, why are they going through that? Why are they dealing with that? Why did Jesus have to be tempted by the devil right after he was spirit-filled? Why is that? The Lord had something Jesus had to go through to be tempted in all points so we could relate to him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So stop looking at other people saying, well, man, I don't know if that seed's producing in their life. My golly, they're not living the life that the Bible says they should be living. Well, you probably aren't either in fullness. Because Jesus is the only one that's perfect. So all of us are working out our salvation, the Bible says, with fear and trembling. What does that mean? Your physical body has the ability. It struggles with the fact of what God's doing on the inside of you and his salvation working from the inside out. You may have fear. You may have a I don't know how this is going to work. I don't understand what he's doing, but I'm trusting him. And your body's like, I don't know how to handle this. But on the inside, your faith is like, you got it, Lord. We're going to go right through this fiery furnace, and we're going to dance right in the midst of this fire, and you're right with me in everything I have. That's what you need to see. That's what the seed of God's word is. And some people, boom, they go off to Bible school. Some people, boom, they have a ministry that the Lord has. Some people, they step right into business opportunities. And they fund the gospel because they have a gifting on the inside of them to give. Do you understand what I'm saying? We must look at the body as a whole, not as an individual. Because when you look at the body of Christ as an individual, then you start worshiping and comparing yourself to other believers. And it destroys your faith and your ability for God's seed to produce in you, because you may have a sunflower seed in you, but you're trying to get a maple tree out of it. Tell me how good that works. No, you produce after your own kind. So what the Lord has placed, the gifting he's placed in you, he's going to apply cold in winter, heat in summer, light in darkness to produce exactly what he wants to produce in you. And it looks different than everybody else. No two believers operate the same way. No two pastors are the same. No two prophets are the same. No two husbands are the same. That would be horrible if every man was like me. It would be terrible. It would be terrible. It would not fulfill the helpmate of the ones that God has placed for a certain person to live with and to be with. You say, well, that's criticizing you. No, I got a wonderful marriage. But one is enough. Amen. I'm special. God made me this way. Amen. And so are you. So what you laugh about me, it's okay. It's okay. Because I'm laughing on the inside for you. Amen. Anyway, moving on. Genesis 8. While the earth remains. So, from this very moment in Genesis up to this very moment right now, verse 22 is in operation. So you don't have to worry about a flood. You don't have to worry about the world freezing over. You don't have to worry about the earth burning up. Okay? There's going to be winter and summer. There's going to be cycles to things. Amen? But it's for God's divine purpose. And there's going to be cycles in your life, good ones, to help you get to where God wants you to be. Okay? In ministry, as a husband, as a wife, as a parent. We plant the Word of God in us, and God works with us and through us to produce what He wants to produce. Amen? And it's going to produce differently for each person. But you need to realize something. Some seed operates better under heat, under pressure. Amen? Some operates different when it's cooler out. People, put yourself in this position. Some of you may sit there and say, how in the world does he get up there and minister the way he ministers? God has placed seed in me to do what I do. Thank goodness. Amen. Even though I couldn't see it in the beginning, I've grabbed a hold of and I've allowed the seed to start producing after its own kind. Amen. And we've been through some heat. We've been through some cold. We've been through some lack. We've been through some trials, but it's refining us, my wife and I and my family, to do what God's calling us to do. But it's always brought increase. Understand that. Just because you go through a winter frost doesn't mean it destroys you. It just prepares you for growth. If you can see how God created nature, you can understand how God created you. Amen. But we often want to minister a message of faith and blessing all the time where you never see the trial. You never understand that there's temptation. There's struggles that Jesus went through. There's struggles that Paul went through. But they refined him to be, and for them to be the men of God that God called them to be. There's women in the Bible that went through things. Why? God is refining them. He has a seed in them and he wants to bring it to fruition. God has a seed in you that he wants to bring to fruition. And the altar here this morning is a prime place. It's like a greenhouse for the spiritual growth of people. That's a word of the Lord. The altar is a place for your spiritual greenhouse to thrive. Because what does a greenhouse do for plants? It protects them from the elements. It gives them the right temperature. You put the right fertility and soil there. And you get a great production in a greenhouse with seed. Because you're handling the environment around you. All right? When you give your life to Jesus and you lay your life down, you are putting yourself, in the place of a spiritual greenhouse. I know I've never heard a message like that. That's out of my spirit. But you got to realize something. When you give everything to God and you plant yourself in a church and you plant yourself under the anointing in the presence of God, you will grow and thrive quicker than people around you. Why is that? Because you're giving your seed the environment it needs to produce after its own kind. Get ready, church. You're planted in a place that you will thrive, you will grow, you will develop, and you will produce. Amen. Amen. If you believe that, say amen. 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 You're coming alive to it. Hallelujah. You're coming alive. I'm not saying New Freedom Church is the only place that you can grow in. That's not what I'm saying. But you got to be plugged in the body where God wants you to be plugged into. Don't be half plugged in. Half plugged in causes sparks and causes things that don't want to happen. It shorts you out. Oh, come on. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing worse on you to be lukewarm. Half in, half out. Not sure what's going on. Am I plugged in? I don't know. Not this week. I'm plugged out this week. Up, we'll plug in. No, we'll plug. And your life is like you're confused. Like the light switch. It's sitting there like not sure if it should light up or not. It's struggling. And then it pops and you're like, well, we're done. I don't want you to pop. Get plugged in. Get the full effects. Get the full power and just run and get on fire for God. And you'll grow and you'll develop and people around you will be on fire with you and you'll be running the race that God has for you and iron will be sharpened in iron and you'll be encouraged all the days of your life. You get around people that are excited for God, you'll get excited for God. You get around people depressed, that just tamps that seed down. It keeps it from getting light. It keeps it from getting what it needs. Amen. So what did we provide here this morning? An atmosphere for the presence of God to develop each and every one of you exactly how He sees fit. It is much better for me to close my Bible, sit down there, and let the Lord do what He wants to do with somebody than me conjure up something to have a service. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. Okay, you believed in that. Now apply it to your life. It's much better to allow God to operate in and through you personally than try to intellectually figure life out on your own like the world's doing. Amen. He put the seed in you to develop it through you to produce what God has for you. And don't dumb that down. Don't dim it down. Don't pull away from it. Just sit right in that nice fertile pot and let the Son of God just pour out on you. Let the water of heaven just flow through you and you'll produce into what God has for you. Amen. Amen. That's what the Lord gave me just in the moment to release to you out of the scripture and the offering.
Amen.
Amen. God's good. He loves you very much and He's planted His incorruptible seed in you because He has a plan and a purpose for you. He will not plant Himself in you if He doesn't have anything for you. God does not waste time with anybody. Everything God does is for a purpose, and He has a purpose for you.
Amen.
Amen. Do not neglect His purpose. Just stand to your feet. Amen. Right where you are. I don't know if we ever got online or not, but if we are online, we love you. God bless you. Receive this just like they're going to receive it here. Everybody lift their hands to heaven. Father, I thank You for this wonderful day. I thank You for the seed that's planted on the inside of us, that incorruptible seed, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Father, I thank You, Holy Spirit, for what You're doing in the lives of each and every person under the sound of my voice. I thank You that You have wonderful and great and awesome plans and purposes for each and every person, Father God. I thank You that that seed has germinated, it's producing, it's working, it's strong, it's vibrant. And no weapon formed against it shall prosper. The enemy has no power to disrupt the seed. It's rooted and grounded in You, Lord. I thank You. No thistle, no weeds. Father, I thank You that You're tending Your garden right now. You're taking care of Your seed. You're taking care of each and every child. Oh, hallelujah. There's no one like You, Lord. Only You and You alone can do this. So, Father, we just commit this day and this time to You. We thank You for the seed of Your word that has gone forth. We thank You for the words and the impartation. We thank You for faith coming alive and receiving all that God has. Let us never be the same again in Jesus' name. We give our lives to You. We give our heart to You. And we say thank You. We love You, Jesus. In Jesus' name, if you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if I have anything else. Yeah. Come back tonight. Get another filling. Amen. Bless you. Where's Miss Victoria? She's right there in the center. Everybody say hi, Miss Victoria. She's helping head up the yard sale giveaway, yard sale blessing. And we'll be in contact about that. But if you're interested in helping with that, please see her, and we're going to get it together. All right? Bless you guys.